Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quickly fell down by 32 because they had no response after halftime, the big pep talk and everything. And Jarrett said what?
He's a little disappointed. Here we go.
Really? A little upset and a little disappointed. We lost by 38.
In a playoff game where your season eventually will be on the line.
Jarrett's a nice guy. He's level-headed. He's not going to yell and scream. That's not the guy he is.
He's kind of the Jeff Phelps of the locker room.
We're a little disappointed and upset about losing by 38 in a playoff game.
Isn't he not the Jeff Phelps of the locker room? He is.
That's why I like him so much.
He's like, you know, we got blown out by 30, man. You know, the one thing is that they were able to put the basketball through the hoop.
The score that matters, Andy, is 2-1.
Okay. Keep telling yourself that, big boy.
Well, no, that's a fact.
And then it becomes 2-2 when you don't care.
Well, now they're
on the wrong side.
They were just awful.
And now all of a sudden you are 3-4.
Jake, play one more time, will you? I just like it so much. Okay, that's not it.
Yeah, that's
not it. Way to go, Jake. Nice job, man.
Yep, here you go.
You know, you're helping him.
There we go.
You're helping him out, and he's ridiculing you.
That's ridiculous. He put me on the spot. I had to go back and try to
grab it. We're all having fun today.
Tell him that's garbage.
Everybody's a little cranky today.
You know what, Andy? Did you enjoy the 2016 Cavs parade?
I don't know. Did you enjoy the 2016
parade? No, I didn't go.
I've never, ever been asked that question before. So it kind of hit me, like, really weird when he asked that question, because I'm like, no one's ever really asked me that question before.
Jared Allen might be the Jeff Phelps of the Cavs locker room, but I guarantee you he's not asking anyone that question.
That's true. Good point.
You know why?
Because he wasn't at the parade.
There you go.
That's right.
I was, and I enjoyed it.
And, I mean, it was a big day for sunblock.
Gosh, wasn't it, though?
So hot.
It was awful.
It was so hot. And I just remember having to stretch on the air, sitting there with Leon Bibb, and we had 10 people sitting up with it. We were the only two that could talk for, like, 4 straight hours before they could get set up on the stage.
I remember sitting.
Because it took forever. To get
sitting
the streets
there
of downtown Cleveland.
In the sun, watching Austin Carr's eyes roll into the back of his head because he didn't have any food.
Really?
We took care of that. But yes, Austin's almost passing out on set.
Wow.
That wasn't
good. We had like a smorgasbord. You guys could have came down to the tent next to us.
Well, you worked for a big-time operation that was going to feed people.
And you were working for somebody that didn't even want to provide water? Is that what you tried to say?
We had Darlene running around getting food and water from other people.
And is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, well, we were... You
got to get him some food. I'm on it.
Trust me, I was not working for a big time operation. To put it bluntly, as one said, if it cost an maybe I shouldn't go down this.
All right, so seven wide receivers drafted last night, and you might think, okay, well that position's depleted. Well, I beg to differ. The defensive tackle position, one guy taken last night. That was it. One defensive tackle, and you might think there's an abundance there.
There's an abundance there,
well,
Jeff.
Well, let me give you this. To me, it's wide open for whatever the Browns want to do. I just went by NFL.com rankings, okay? And they do these draft profiles, which I just find fun.
Just fascinating.
Fun.
You love them.
Fun.
Fun. Some people stay home at night. They play Parcheesi. Other people choose to drink. Maybe some partake in other vices. Jeff Phelps, man, he is looking at the advanced scouting sheets.
Have you ever played Parcheesi?
When I was really young, I don't remember. I just remember the board was really boring.
There are the NFL.com folks do their rankings.
Right.
Okay. And they grade everybody. Yes. And if you're a pretty good player, you get a grade of 6 point or better. Mm. And it says what they say about that, traits or talent to be above average backup, 6 or better. There are 15 wide receivers still out there with a rank of 6 point, a grade of 6.0 or better.
Really?
And there are 15 defensive tackles with a grade of 6.0 or better. So that's 30 guys. Browns are picking 54th here. That means at least, what, 8 of those guys are going to be available. So
we're looking, their highest.
If they took nothing but wide receivers and defensive tackles, you're still going to get one of the more highly rated on the board.
So the highest rated on the board, then tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, was Malik Nabers at 6.86?
I don't have that in front of me.
I'm just looking at prospects.
That. Yeah,
does that sound
I think
right?
He was ranked higher than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, slightly higher than him. So I'm just trying to look and see where that leaves, who the next. Oh, I see. 8.0 is the perfect prospect. Really, there's no Pro Bowl talent, though, in this draft, according to what they were saying.
Which, of course, all of those things are, you know, very up in the air. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Find out. But, Marvin Harrison Jr. will be a Pro Bowler.
I don't think there's any question. I think Malik Nabers will be, and Roma Dunsey will as well.
I'm looking. So the highest
kid. Worked on his grandpa's dairy farm.
Oh.
I like Brian Thomas Jr. going to Jacksonville, too, at wide receiver. But there are a lot of wide receivers still available. So if I have my druthers, Andy, they'll get one of the wide receivers out there. Ladd McConkey, who they've talked about.
Yeah, that's the number
Malachi
one guy.
Malachi Corley, Troy Franklin. I think Adonai Mitchell from Texas will end up with Buffalo if they don't trade out of that top pick in the second round today. I think that's the guy they'll take. Hmm. They need to get a wide receiver. Traded Stephon Diggs. They better go get a wide receiver. Don't have Gabe Davis. He left in free agency. So I think they'll go get a guy today. And if they drop back, they might get 2 or 3 guys. They might go that route. But I also think defensive tackle is the other spot, I would think, for the Browns. And I think there will be some talented guys there. So I think the Browns are in a really good spot the way the round went yesterday in the first round, even with 7 wide receivers going off the board.
You're looking at especially tight end, which we all know that's a spot that the Browns could take based on their head coach.
Man, I'd be surprised.
I would be surprised too, but Brock Bowers was the only tight end.
Which, by the way, is interesting because the Raiders took Michael Meyer last year out of Notre Dame, and he's supposed to be a big time guy. And they go out and they duplicate that. It's a different skill set. They duplicate the position.
It's interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
According to NFL.com, that when you look at 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5 are all Big Ten. Tight ends, 7, 8, 9, you get Illinois, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, and Iowa. Just the way that the Big Ten's able to churn out Big Tens, according to the guys, turn out tight ends for this, with Cade Stover being at the top there, pride of the Buckeyes.
You think so?
Yeah, I like him. I think, you know, but you got to make sure you bring someone in a block. That's like the whole.
I just think that there's a great opportunity for the Browns tonight to add a player that can help them.
I agree.
I wonder if they get creative.
Just because of the way the draft went yesterday. That was so silly stupid with quarterbacks.
The highest rated on.
They just smell desperate, doesn't it? All of those quarterbacks that high, it's desperate on a 50-50 shot. When you know you could probably bring in somebody rock solid to play a position.
Penix is getting all the headlines right now.
Right,
but go, Dan. This is good. Go.
Bo Nix that high?
Yeah, that's it.
What? Like, seriously? He's Bo Nix. Like, he's fine. He can operate inside of an offense. And Denver took him at 12?
This goes back to what we talked about a couple of times this week, where teams have been bailing on these guys who are high draft choices. And I'm not saying this guy's going to be great. I don't even know if he's going to stick in the league. They just picked up a guy who was highly thought of enough to be the second overall pick in a draft just 3 years ago in Zach Wilson. and they got him for nothing. And then they, okay, is Sean Payton the quarterback whisperer? Okay, great. Then couldn't you coach up a guy who was number two overall and was listed by NFL.com, Andy, in these same draft profiles? Mm-hmm. Boom or bust potential is what they said about Zach Wilson. So far, bust. Could Payton turn him into the boom? Bo Nix, way down on most people's draft board, his line is, will eventually be a plus starter. Plus. That's middle of the road. What happens when you get a middle of the road quarterback? Plus starter. You're looking for the next guy. And I just thought it was a very interesting use of that pick. Maybe he ends up being really good. You know, and maybe Penix ends up being really good. And he might be. And maybe J.J. McCarthy ends up being really good. But that just goes to show the premium that these teams pay for that quarterback position. Pretty incredible. Bill's in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes.
Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill? Hey, guys. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
We're fun.
Good. Two things. One, did you guys see Dan Levy's article a couple days ago? He went through all 4 years of Barry's draft. The only thing he didn't do was ascribe a grade. And I wondered what you guys would grade Barry in his 4 years. And then secondly, I just wanted to say I'd like to see us grab an offensive lineman. I saw what the Steelers and the Bengals did. I still think, particularly at guard, we're Batonio in his 11th or 12th year. Teller is he's solid, but I think we need more depth there. So that's where I'd like to see us go. But curious how you would grade Barry's drafts. And then if you'll allow me, I'll give you my take as well.
All right. I think he's done a good job. I won't say he's done a great job. Is that fair?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, I think he's terrific at signing free agents.
And trades.
Creative, and he creates. But it's a lot easier to evaluate talent that's been in the league 3 or 4 years than mm-hmm. to evaluate at the college level and project how they'll do at the pro level. And I think at best, he's been average and slightly below. If you look at those 4 years of drafts, a lot of the Browns' top players came either through free agency, and I'll give them credit for that. Mm-hmm. But again, back to my point about evaluating talent, or they're holdovers from Dorsey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even before Dorsey in the case of Batonio. So
the one thing, Bill, I would say is
good.
Yeah, the one thing
go
I
ahead.
Would say is this. I think he's done a pretty good job up in the draft of locating some guys who can come in and help. I thought Martin Emerson was a terrific third round pick. I think Alex Wright still could be. But when you get past round three, and I don't even want to bring up the wide receivers in round three, I don't think he's done a very good job with most of his later round picks. That's how you can really build a roster. If you can hit on fourth, fifth, sixth round picks, and Bill, thank you. I know DeJuan Jones. I think DeJuan's terrific. He was a fourth round pick. But Cade York, Jerome Ford, are you sold on Jerome? Maybe. I think he's done a nice job. I don't think they've done a really good job of hitting on picks past the third round. And you could make the argument they haven't even hit on enough of those. What's that do for your confidence tonight? And folks, are you targeting anything in particular? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.